All right, folks, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and it's my great pleasure to introduce to you for the very first time Mr. Tommy Dune and Luke Hess from BET Esports, which the BET stands for Big Electric Tarantula, right?
Yes, it does.
Welcome to Geek Culture Congress here on Checkpoint XP, and I'm glad to have you guys on the show because, you know, I've been tasked with getting into the esports scene, the local esports scene here in Tampa, Florida. So in my research, I came across you guys, and I wanted to get you guys on the show so you guys could talk to me about the local scene in Tampa. And let's start off with how'd you guys hook up, how'd you guys meet, and why esports, and why BET Esports? So why'd you guys build the company?
So what we started with was we were a couple of friends playing video games. Then we all went to University of South Florida.
Yeah.
We all got into the collegiate scene there, and we kind of got together and realized that we were pretty competitive individuals, and we really wanted to see how far we could go with, like, the Tampa esports scene, because all of our players are from Tampa.
Right.
And we were some pretty crazy players, so we figured maybe let's go out and see what we can do with everything. And then we decided to make the company. And now we are also getting into the LAN events, which is what we're aiming to look at. And we noticed there aren't really many in Tampa.
No, there's not. That's why I was excited to have you guys on the show and get you guys here live to talk about it. Because the company is really focused on the esports stuff right now. So, tell me more about the scene. Is there any teams? What's going on in the local scene?
So there's our teams. We have a couple of different teams, I think. And there's also a couple of floating around. I think one of them is Boba Boys, and then there's also a couple of Boy City teams. But it's still budding. It's still pretty new to the media. Nobody really like DC Jacksonville with a couple of different teams, Fish Taco, and you see Miami with got the Florida Mayhem out there representing Florida.
Okay, so Florida Mayhem.
Don't see much Tampa, but we're trying to get there with our teams.
Excellent, excellent. So what do you guys play mostly on your downtime? So when you guys are recruiting for the LAN, yeah, I mean, you got to be mixing with the players, you know. So when all this COVID-19 stuff's over, where's the hangouts at? Where are the gamers hanging out at that you guys mix up with them and get them find the good players to participate in the LA and the LAN?
I mean, it's a lot of it's a lot of hands-on, like you're saying. We both started collegiately. We're playing League of Legends,
okay,
at USF, and you know, meeting a lot of people there and kind of recruiting as we go. Because when people see that a team from USF is doing well and is being competitive,
right,
the other people at the school that didn't necessarily think, you know, you know, there's no competitive scene here, blah, blah, you know, they kind of just start showing their head around, and you start catching wind of it through the different organizations at the university. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's all about just getting yourself out there and making sure that people know who you are, so that when they see you or when they hear about you, they have a way to contact you. And that's kind of what this was about.
Okay. I did see another organization, Tampa Esports. You guys are not affiliated with them, right?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. So talk to me about this invitational that's coming up. I actually had the information pulled up, so I had to do a different switcheroo here on the live broadcast because things are not cooperating in this COVID-19 world.
Yeah.
I didn't have all the information. So go ahead. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. What games are available to compete in, and what's the buy-in? I guess a team and individual?
So right now, there's six different games available.
Okay.
the bigger ones being League of Legends, Overwatch, Counter-Strike, Rocket League, as well as Hearthstone and Super Smash Bros.
Okay.
The newest, Ultimate, I guess, is the one. And at the moment, the buy-ins are based on the game. So $75 for a team. $30 per player for Super Smash Bros. Or Hearthstone, because they're individual player games rather than team games.
Right.
But it's an invitational. So all of the registration we're doing right now is basically gauging us to be able to pick the most competitive team. So nobody's paying anything yet until we are able to extend invitations.
Okay, okay, cool, because we're not sure exactly where if you're going to have a physical or maybe just an only online one, maybe?
You know, we're aiming at physical, but yeah.
Yeah, so ideally. What's the date of this? I thought it was November?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes.
Okay. What November 1? Yeah, sorry?
November 7th and 8th.
Oh, okay, all right. November 7th and 8th, cool. So if somebody wants to compete, they got a team and they think they're awesome at Overwatch or League of Legends. Is League of Legends Overwatch? What else?
League of Legends, Overwatch, Counter-Strike, okay. Go, Rocket League,
Rocket League,
Hearthstone,
yeah.
And Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
All right, cool. So if they rock, they track, you know, if they're really awesome in those games and they want to compete, where do they go? The easy portal for them is the website, betesports.org.
Yep. Okay. And then you can go to our events page, mm-hmm. and you can read everything you would want to know about what we've got going on so far, down to how the brackets are going to be run, how much it's going to cost to get into it, everything.
All right, awesome, man. So I guess you guys can probably chime in on this. You've seen esports kind of take over in this quarantine world that we're living in right now, as far as you know, regular sports being canceled and we're having you know, NBA players play 2K, and you know, NASCAR running, having real racers play play the NASCAR and the iRacing League. And how do you guys feel about the state of esports right now, post COVID-19, when things go back to normal, hopefully?
I think it'll pick up a little more than it was before, because now people are seeing, like, there's more mainstream media attraction because NBA is getting into it, NASCAR mm-hmm. is getting into it,
right?
All the mainstream sports that you otherwise not associated with esports getting into it. I think that's clearly of a lasting thing going.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me here on the live show here on Geek Culture Congress. Are you guys going to be attending the upcoming USF? It's like a conference on esports, I guess they're having in September, hopefully, if there's if we're not still in quarantine, it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, we'll probably have a little table there.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, we were at the esports summit that had passed end of last year, so
okay.
We'll try to be at this one too.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I wish you guys the best of luck. And anyone who wants to participate in the local LAN here in Tampa, Florida, go to betesports.org and sign up right now. And when everything comes back to normal is when you're going to be asking for them fees, right?
Yeah, between now and the date, it'll right. probably we're closing applications on what is it, the 31st or 30th of this month.
Okay,
and then we'll be looking at it after that to extend applications and invite people.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for hanging out and talking more about esports here in Tampa Bay. And I wish you guys the best of luck. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for everyone hanging out with me here on the live show here at Checkpoint XP, my friends at BET Esports. We'll get them back on as we get closer to the event, hopefully, yeah. And when things come back to normal, I definitely want to get you guys back on the show again, too, because, you know, people are out of their normal going through the day, you know. So let's do another quickie interview again later on, maybe months before the your land gets closer, okay?
For sure.
And anything you guys got going on, we're here for you. So if you want to, you know, think of me as a free outlet for you guys to promote anything you want. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time out and being patient with me with my technical difficulties today.
Good, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Tommy Dunn and Luke Hess from BET, esports.org. Go right now and sign up for the LAN. If you're in Tampa, Florida, and you own at these games, you know, that they're going to have competitions on, go and sign up. It's going to be a good time. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.